What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here. We have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club App, the number one live streaming platform for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother, DJ Alpha. Brother, can you please introduce yourself to the people who you are and where you're from?
What's up, guys? It's DJ Alpha, also known as Josh, too, sometimes some of my music, but originally from Dallas, Texas, now based in San Marcos, Texas. So Texas boy, born and raised, man.
Awesome, brother. We're super excited to have you here on the podcast. This is the My DJ Story podcast. So we want to hear your story about being a DJ in the industry. So walk us through the beginning days. You know, what sparked your interest to become a DJ? Kind of walk us through your journey leading up to where you are today.
Yeah, man. So music's always been in the family. You know, like uncle's a drummer, mom was a singer, grew up in the restaurant business, grandparents had restaurants, so music, jukeboxes, dancing, all that was always there. But it really was around like 12 or 13, kind of the beginning of like internet videos and stuff like that. And so I started getting videos of DJs, and I found an old one of Herc and Grandmaster Flash, and so all those pioneers, and you know, videos of like, you know, basically just really crappy VHS videos of DJs just doing their thing and scratching early day stuff. And it was cool that they were taking like little bits and pieces of samples and sounds and changing them and mixing them together and blending them. And so that was that kind of creative spark when I was around 12 or 13 years old that I was like, that's cool. I don't know how they do it, but I want to do it. And so I told my mom, I was like, hey, I really want some turntables. And she thought it was the worst idea in the world. But she, you know, my mom, so she's like, okay. So I get two turntables, little two channel mixer, straight vinyl stuff, and really like $50 amplifier and pair of speakers. I mean, the cheapest things you can get, which I burned up because I didn't really know what I was doing. And so it completely burned them. But once I actually figured out how everything worked, started buying 25-cent record vinyls at the record shop down the street on my way home from school, and just practicing like, you know, Missy Elliott, Ja Rule, and just some house stuff and random, like, you know, early house music stuff and mixing up different styles, and eventually took my mom's old equipment, and her cassette tapes and all that stuff that she had, started recording my mixes. And that's when I was like listening back and like, ooh, that was cool. If I mix this with this, it sounds like this, and bring that bass down. And I mean, it was just really like this new world of like entertainment for me. And I was like, this is cool. And it wasn't until maybe like high school that it was, hey, you're a DJ? We got to dance. Do you have equipment? And by that time, I had the two CDJs. I had some live speakers that I knew how to work. And so then it was like, okay, let's do the prom. Let's do the Valentine's Day dance and stuff like that. And, you know, everybody's birthday party. Can you go to my house party? Can you go to my house party? And that was kind of where I was like, oh, this is cool. I'm doing something I love. This is really fun. And it was in high school, I think, that I just kind of fell in love with like using a skill of, you know, to either help myself monetarily. If I wanted something really cool, I'd do a DJ gig, $100, $50, $150. 6 months later, I got whatever it is. I got a camera, I got this and that. So I was like, okay, this is money. So that's when the business started coming in, was in high school. And it was, you know, shout out to my mom's, yeah, because she was driving me to gigs, taking me to like clubs when I was 17 to like drop me off at my gigs, picking me up at 2:30 in the morning. You know, like it was that kind of thing where like, yeah, she was super supportive. So I was really lucky to have that. And she didn't want to. She really didn't want to. But because of her, I was able to go to quinceañeras, like 15, sweet 16s, birthdays, events, and big things. And so I did that through high school. Once I got done in Dallas, came down to San Marcos to go to a Texas State, and went there to college when I was 18, realized I didn't know anybody, like nobody, no one even knew where I was. I said, I'm going to San Marcos. They thought California. I mean, like it was that kind of a small town. And so when I came here, I found a organization on campus called Hip Hop Congress. And it was basically using hip hop as an educational tool to get people to go to college and make that bridge for something they loved with the culture, but something that was beneficial to the mind too. And so I was like, cool, I'm in. went to the first meeting, met another DJ, met a producer, met a rapper, you know, met someone who was just like, I don't know how to do anything musically, but I love hip hop. And they were big fans. And so through this network, through this group, I was able to kind of find a core group of friends and take that DJing and be like, I'm a DJ. I love hip hop. I love EDM. I love this. And being able to use it as more of a creative outlet. And eventually I got to the money part and people, you know, your word gets out, money, you know, it's like, oh, he DJs. Oh, he DJs. He'll do your, you know, the gig and that. And so frat parties, sorority parties, and then eventually got into the clubs in town. And so just kind of made my rounds, like 6 months here, a little 3 months here, and, you know, pool parties and just the whole nine. And right in that time was really kind of where I found another passion, which was videography and doing more media stuff. And that's why, like, shout out to you guys for doing this, because really that's where my motivation was like, man, I know all these DJs. I know 20, 30 DJs that they're interesting stories or they've done interesting gigs or they're just doing cool stuff and nobody knows that it's happening. Like, there should be some kind of light on this stuff. And so taking the DJing thing helped me create my media company too. And so that kind of spearheaded that. And when I was doing that, I was literally doing everything. I mean, I was videoing an event, then DJing an event, then going to MC an event, going to a club. And I was just all over the place for a long time, man. And the interesting story really, you know, I mentioned earlier too, we were talking a little bit, you know, I'm a dad too. So I got three boys at home. And I met my wife kind of in that way. I was at the club, I was working, I was MCing, DJing. She was looking good. She said, what's up? You know, so like, it was one of those things where like DJing has always put me in that moment where I need to be. And in that college moment and all that college years, that's when I found a passion for it, for a sense of, I would look up from my mixing because I get lost in my mixes. I'm like in my headphone. I'm in my own zone. I really am. So I'll do that. But then every once in a while I look up and there's just like people smiling, vibing, talking to each other, bouncing their head, jumping up and down. Like this, I have this, in a sense, of power, like this power over people, but it's a good thing. I'm using it for good, you know? And so that's where I found a second passion for DJing. It wasn't just a personal thing. It was, whoa, let me do this for y'all. Let me be awesome because I'm making this moment awesome for you guys. And that's when I started looking for like big shows. Okay, now I want to be on a stage. I don't want to be in a party. I want to be on a stage. And so I was able to, again, network through a lot of different DJs, a lot of different people. Got to do a really cool big media, like tech concert thing in San Marcos at Texas State. And just seeing crowds was like, okay, this is cool. And then, man, I mean, eventually, you know, you party a little too much sometimes. So disclaimer to all the DJs, bro, I know we're in the environment, but don't make the environment like feed you. You know what I'm saying? You can give it something, but you don't have to give you something back all the time, bro. So like, honestly, going through too much partying, it was too much, man. I was working all the time and I hit a wall. And after that wall, I like stopped. I just stopped DJing. And I even almost was like scared because I was like, I don't know if I want to get back into it. And it wasn't only until like maybe a few years ago, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, where I was like, I love DJing. At the core of it, it's what I do. It's part of who I am. I mean, since I was 12, I don't know anything else really that long. I don't know my wife that long. I don't know even a friend that long. Like, I've known DJing and DJing has known me that long. So let me get back into it. And that's where recently I just kind of started picking everything back up. And it felt good for a long time, man, because it was one of those things where it's like, man, I can do a gig, one gig. And then it turned into like, hey, can you come back next week? Hey, we're just going to have you every Wednesday. Oh, okay, cool. We're going to have you every Friday. All right, cool, man. And so like it was like a kid again. It was like, you know, oh, man, that excitement. And you come back and you go again. And I love that it keeps giving back to me. Like, I mean, I can stop anytime, take a break, and then come back to it. Like, it's something that's always going to be there. People always need a vibe. Like, you always need some kind of hype, some kind of DJ, some kind of master of ceremonies or something. So just staying and sticking in that industry and in that scene, I love it, man. I absolutely love it. And wow. Yeah, I'm not going to stop.
Wow, man. No, that's the amazing intro. And I really feel the energy and the love that you have for the DJing journey that you're on. And congratulations on all your success. Music has been a part of your life pretty much all your life, and you really has let it guide you and flow within you and be able to take you on this amazing journey where you're having a great time. You've met some amazing people. You met your wife. You met, you know, all these people that are in your life, and it's really a staple that has really brought you very much happiness and joy. So I'm super excited just being able to hear this passion coming out of you and you being able to tell your story on this platform, which is super important for people to hear these stories and understand that DJing can bring a lot of happiness. And if you are passionate about DJing and you want to pursue it, follow the steps of the DJs that are on this show and be able to listen to how they did it so you can do it as well. And that's what we brought here for this podcast, so people can learn from your story. So thank you so much for being so open and telling us a little bit about your story. What we're going to do is take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into some of the learning lessons that you got from your story. Okay.
Sounds good.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. We're here with my brother, DJ Alpha, and he's telling an amazing story about his exciting journey as a DJ. So, brother, you've been DJing for 20 plus years, and you've learned a lot on that journey. Talk to us about some of the things that you know now as a mature DJ that you wish you knew when you're first getting started. Like I said, this podcast is used to help other DJs perform better in their journey based on your story. So give some light on some things that you wish you knew when you're first getting started that you know now.
I wish I knew how expensive everything was going to be, man, to be honest with you, straight out the gate. When I was younger, you know, you spend money on a lot of stuff that you want. You go out, you go with your friends, whatever. But, man, when I figured out that if I just didn't go out to the movies that night, I saved $20. If I didn't go out this time, I did this. And before I knew it, I had that $200 for that first board, that $1,000 for that next board, whatever it was that wanted, you know, I wanted to take me to the next level. I was able to get that. So from a business standpoint, money, like save your money for what's important for that. That's one of the biggest things. The other thing was really, I wish that I would have known that, you know, I wish I would have DJed for me more. A lot of times you DJ to the crowd only, and you kind of, if you lose yourself a little bit too much, you start getting tired and you're like, man, I'm not having no fun no more. Keep DJing fun. If it ain't fun, change something. You're doing something wrong, or just take a step back and just analyze, like, why don't I enjoy this anymore? Me, I've gone in and out and in and out, and I've realized that, like, man, if it's not fun, figure out why, because it should always be fun. This is not a work only job. Like, DJing is fun, man. So the money thing, save your money. I wish I would have known that and just had a little bit more fun sometimes. I took myself a little too seriously sometimes too, and I just got a big head every once in a while, and, you know, just keep it fun, man. Enjoy what you do.
Yeah, man, that's pretty much what we were talking about before. You let the passion lead you, and a lot of good things will happen on the back end, because if you're chasing the money, you're chasing the fame and the fortune and all these glorious things from the DJing, you're not going to be fulfilled. You're not going to be happy. But if you let the passion and your love for it guide you, you'll be able to get a lot of benefits out of it, and you'll be able to withstand the ups and the downs of this journey, man. You know, you've been in it for a long time, and I know there's been ups and downs. Like you said, there's times you stop and there's things that have, you know, been obstacles in your way. Talk to us about some of those obstacles and some of those moments where you felt like giving up, but you were able to work your way out of it. And how could other DJs find these things to help them out of the tough times in this career and this journey?
I'll tell you what, I'll try to fit two real quick in. First time, was doing a charity event back in high school, senior year, junior year, something like that. It was for cancer awareness, breast cancer awareness. And there's a friend of mine, she did a hosted an event there at the high school. So I just said, I'll do it for free. Don't even worry about it. It's a great cause. So I bring all my stuff. I check it on my lunch break, and my car is there. Everything's in the car. Everything's fine. Fast forward, come back out before the event. Everything's gone. Car's gone. The spot's empty. All my equipment's gone. All my CDs, all my equipment for everything you could think of was in that car. Everything. And I was like, of course, the day I do a free event, that's the day that, you know, like, I mean, what is going on here? So cops found my car all empty, ran out of gas on the highway, a couple blocks down the road. I mean, that's great and all. Nobody got hurt or anything. Just some hooligans stealing something that wasn't theirs. And after that, I mean, I really questioned it as a young man. Is this something I want to keep taking with me? Is this something I keep want to invest in? And at the end of the day, like I said, I found DJing when I was really young, and it was a passion for music type of thing. It was for me. And so I think when you forget, like, if something stops you like that, they, because I know a lot of DJs have gotten their stuff stolen. That's a big thing. And that's why the money thing, again, save money, because you never know when that might happen. Do it because you love it. And it's okay. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have relationships. You break up, you might get another one. All right, cool. You just keep going, man. And then the other thing was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got kids. And you know, there were times where I was working three jobs plus the DJing, plus being a dad. And I got tired, man. I got real, real tired. And so just, I had to, you had to stop and rest every once in a while. Don't overwork yourself. It's okay to take a break. It's definitely okay to take a break sometimes.
Yeah, man, those are two amazing, phenomenal lessons, man. For one, with the first story of, you know, your stuff getting stolen, don't be naive. Bad things will happen. So yes, it's your job to make sure you do whatever you can do to prevent and lower the likelihood of those things happening. They still will happen, but if you can reduce the amount of time they happen by, you know, being aware of what may happen so you can prevent them, you'll be able to, you know, reduce their liability and the risk of it happening. But when it does happen, have the mindset that, hey, it's just stuff. No one got hurt. This doesn't have anything to do with me and my ability to be a great DJ. Just kind of bounce from it and keep on going forward if you want to stick it through to the long haul. Because you could have easily let that defeat you and you would have gave up and never have went back. But you saw that as the opportunity to say, hey, I can persevere through this and I'm going to keep on going. And that's what all DJs listening to this story need to get out of this message. Persevere no matter what. Because if my brother DJ Alpha has done it, you could do it as well. And then yes, the second part, just making sure that you don't burn out. It's okay to take breaks. You have a life. Yeah. DJing is not your life. DJing is what you like to do and enjoy doing. And it could be bringing you happiness and money and allow you to live your livelihood. But it's not your life. Your life is, you know, in higher things than just your DJ career, like family, you know, your faith and everything that you got going on in your life. So make sure that you prioritize the things that are important in your life. Don't let it consume you, because life is about a lot bigger things. And just understand, when you have that mindset, you won't let the things that are negative or bad happen weigh you down, because you understand that your life is much more important than that. So thank you for sharing these stories, because it's super important. A lot of DJs get into things and they do not see the potential risk or downfalls. So then when they get hit by those things, it knocks them out.
Yeah.
But if you know that it's coming, you can better guard yourself. So that way, you know where the hits are coming from and you'll be able to persevere through them and rebound and improve yourself when they do happen. So thank you so much for sharing that. Super important. Don't be naive. Don't burn out. Do what you love. And remember, you will make it through. Yes. Awesome, brother. Man, tell me a little bit about your brand, man. We love talking about brand. You have an interesting name, DJ Alpha. Where did that name come from and what does that branding mean to you?
Yeah, man. So we're going to get super deep for like half a second. Big faith, you know, raised by a single mom, single kids, so no brothers and sisters. So again, finding that passion for DJ and just like found me something to focus on, kept me out of trouble, kept me out of the streets, that type of thing. But also church kept me out of things as well. And so I was 11, 12, you know, dealing with divorced parents and that type of thing and just figuring out, what am I doing? What do I like? What's going on with me? And found God. And so found the Bible. So started reading the Bible. I read it backwards, right? I started at Revelations. I wanted to know how that thing ended, right? So I started Revelations, and in Revelations, he says, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega. I'm the first and the last. And I thought, okay, cool. Like, I'm going to be the first to do something. I don't know what it is. I'm going to be the first to do something. I'm going to be first to blend these two songs. As simple as that might be, I want to do it first. I want to create something, and I'm going to start a journey. Hence DJ Alpha. And I talked with Omega, but I was like, nah, because it sounds like I'm over, I'm done, I'm the last, I'm in, you know. So it's like Alpha, it's where you start, it's step one. And that was forever just something that, you know, I felt like God gave me that name, and it was something that was meant to be, as opposed to another DJ or something like that. And that's cool. I mean, however you get your DJ name, you know, there should be a story with it for sure. But it doesn't really matter where it comes from. But for me, it came straight from the Bible, man. And so I kept it. Haven't been known as another name since I was 12 years old. It's always been DJ Alpha, DJ Alpha in the mix. And yeah, man, I mean, as far as the brand goes, you know, there's once you do start getting more and more, you know, a lot of things you learn is you got to do more than just DJ. you gotta do one or two things more, right? So the media company was Monkey Biz Media. Again, had thing just for like people always telling me I was playing around too much, that kind of thing. I was always having a good time. Monkey Biz Media came out, and that's the media side of it. It's funny, but it's business. This is fun, but it's a business, hence the Monkey Biz Media brand. And coinciding with the DJ Alpha in the mix, with Josh Gomez music, with my own personal stuff, I also learned you got to produce, you got to make your own content or your own remixes, man. I mean, if you really want to go to that next level after being just a mix DJ, start some of your own original stuff. Even if it's just a remix, put it out there. 2 people listen to it. 200 people listen to it. Who cares? Just put it out there, bro. And so that's what it's all been about. I mean, it's all been about, everything is from something personal, something from the core, something from my history, something from me. So when you hear Josh Gomez music, you're listening to me, bro. You're listening to what I'm going through. You're listening to what I'm doing and what's going on with me. DJ Alpha in the mix. If you go to my, if you go to my Mixcloud, for Josh DJ Alpha, you're going to find podcasts, you're going to find mixes. Even the mixes are put together specifically of things that make me feel like, dang, I want to make you feel this too. This is amazing what I feel. Let me share that with you. So it's a personal, from the core brand across the board, man.
Awesome, brother. That's super amazing how God spoke to you from a very young age, and you're able to hear that word and take it and run with it ever since, man. You know, I'm super interested in hearing about your media company and how that came to be and what you offer with that media company and how people can definitely connect and engage with you from a DJ perspective, but also as an owner of a media business.
Yeah, absolutely. So the whole thing came about kind of like similar to what we're doing now. It was, there were DJs that I knew that were doing gigs, doing amazing things, and nobody saw them. Nobody knew their story. Nobody knew anything about them. It's like, that's the DJ. And I went through that personally where no one knew me. They just go, oh, you're DJ Alpha. Oh, you're DJ Alpha. So it was like, they were like literally putting me in this box where I was just DJ Alpha. That's it. I'm a DJ. And I'm like, they limited my definition of what a DJ was. And so when I saw that, I was like, no, these guys are hard at work. We travel. We pack up 2 hours before. We're the last ones there. If sound check, like we have other things that you have know nothing about. So this Monkey Biz Media was like, you know what? I'm going to interview those DJs. I'm going to go out to their events. I'm going to make them feel as special as they should, because they're a big role in everything that we do, especially now. I mean, commercials and big companies are using them, and it's a cool thing now. I mean, 20 years ago, it was cool, but not a lot of people knew about it like they do now. There wasn't big live festivals that are pulling millions of people watching online at that time. So it just wasn't the same. And so I was like, I'm going to shine a light on these DJs. And that's how Monkey Biz Media started. Eventually, it became your events. If you want an event and you want like just a nice little overview of your event, we come out, we have our cameras, we have our lighting, we have our sound, and we put you together a nice video package of things like that. Recently, I mentioned, and shout out to my wife, Jay Wuzam, because she actually does like motion graphics. And so now we actually offer media and motion graphics for your advertising. So you have a logo, you want it to animate. If you're a video DJ and you need a logo that's a loop that animates and stuff like that, you know, those type of things. Now we've been able to kind of expand over the last few years, but mainly it's really a lot of video production, and the audio production is kind of there too. We've done a couple of commercials like for radio, for other events and other entertainment companies that we work with locally as well. And so any commercial that you need, any video work, audio work, voiceover work. I mean, we kind of try to get as wide of a spectrum in the media that we can, because it just, we're a resource. We like to work locally. We love to work locally, because they don't know where to go get those resources. They go, I want to put a commercial together. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't have that much money, that type of thing. And so we try to make sure, we like working with local because we can work with a budget. We can kind of do it on the minimal scale so that it helps your business and you have a great resource for future projects or for growth in your businesses too.
I love it, man. Kudos to you on the job that you're doing. And I think that it's super important that you think with the mindset of how do I become a resource to help others? And when you do that, you will be blessed and things will come back to help you. Just like I am focusing on how do I help bring value to you, then you help bring value to other people. And we all come into this full circle of helping and supporting one another. So I really appreciate what you're doing. And I know that you're going to come with a lot of success and you're going to help a lot of people throughout your business. So thank you so much, man. Before we jump into our lightning round, would you provide any parting pieces of advice for DJs out there that are looking to take their business to the next level? Given your expertise in media, I'd love for you to give some advice from that standpoint.
Yeah, honestly, the biggest thing is don't be scared, man. People are going to say no all the time. You're going to get rejected. People are not going to want to pay you what you are asking them to pay you. And you have to remember why you're doing it. If it's for yourself, if it's for other people, whatever that core reason is, whatever that motivation is, find that and just hold on to it, because it's hard to get other people sometimes to see that vision that you have. So when you're starting to like, okay, I want to go out to the next level, that means that you have to get that message out to other people. And the only way you're going to do that is if you're not scared to get that message out. So there's been a lot of times where, I've had people right in front of me. I should have asked more questions. I had someone influential in front of me. I should have just gave them my card. I had somebody that could have been a resource for me and I didn't get their number. Like, you cannot be scared to just, you see something in front of you, do something, anything, say something, ask a question, because you never know, that phone call is going to come through. Hey, I need you for this. Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Hey, I need a fill-in DJ at this top club in Austin, to Texas, to Las Vegas, Florida, wherever you're at. You never know when that call's coming through, and that could be that next one. Even as simple as, you know, I would go to birthday parties and quinceañeras, 15s. You take your cards. That's what you're doing, man. They like what you do. Here you go. Here's my card. That leads to another gig. And it's the same mindset when you're talking business. If you see an opportunity, you see a resource, you see someone there or see a goal, put that card out there, bro. Say something, do something, ask a question. Don't be scared, because if you're scared, you're going to be stuck. If you're scared, you're going to be stuck, man, all the time.
Man, that's some really great advice. I love it, brother. Thank you for sharing that. Don't be scared. And you will see success, just like my brother DJ Alpha, that is doing it big. And I really appreciate you and telling your story, man. At this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Yes. All right.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
All right. So most of the time, it's a Pioneer SX3. So I like controllers. I like being mobile. I like being away. I have my Techniques. They're kind of in a closet right now because they're big and heavy. And I'm looking to get that phase soon for those to kind of really round out that. But otherwise, man, I love the Pioneer boards. They're super efficient and awesome.
Who's your favorite DJ?
That's a horrible question. Right off the bat, it's going to be Q-Bert, Craze, A-Track as a top three. I'll give you a top three there for sure.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and what made it special?
You know what? I'll tell you what. It was kind of a DJ thing, but it was more of a media thing. I don't know if I can kind of give it a loop around, but it was the UME Music Festival down in South Padre. Was able to go out there and do some media work for them. I saw some of the top DJs that I loved. Major Lazer specifically was one of them, and that's because that group has been able to bring so many sounds together that, I mean, it's crazy how much influence from different genres they mix together for all of their stuff. And to see a crowd like that appreciate it, and those lights, flashlights come on, and you see all the crowd with all the hands raised up, and there's not one person that did not have their hands raised up. And just looking out on that again made me fall in love with that effect of, wow, look, honestly, they're just playing music. They're really just playing music at the core of it. But look at how it made everybody feel all at the same time. That's unity, man. That's insane. That's insane.
Name some of the best places for people to party in your city.
Woo! All right, here we go. Shout outs time. So I'm going to give a shout out to The Vault. It's a really cool corner, little club, little spot right there. EDM and hip hop, straight up club. If you're going to go out and chill or something like that, I'd probably go to like Freddy C's. Nice little outdoor atmosphere, long, big bar, some pool table, that kind of thing. And I'd say right now, and the live venue, if you want to see live big DJs, you want to get that concert feel, The Mark, MARC. That is a spot to go for a big show here in San Marcos for sure.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Man, copyright. I mean, honestly, like it's the law not catching up with what's going on. And that slow progress of that, I think, hinders a lot of DJs that are trying to get into it, not the big name DJs that have record labels to back them up and things like that. So being able to kind of navigate those waters and being able to do it right, a resource for those DJs to do it the right way and not have to get cut off or banned from Facebook or whatever it is. And it's still a hurdle every time. And I think that, yeah, having something there to fix that or tweak that or help us out would be really nice right now.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally whose stories need to be shared on this podcast as well.
For sure. One of my longest friends I've known forever, you know, the type of guy that give you a mixer and say, don't even worry about it, bro. I know you need one. Big shout out to DJ Solo, 5-star DJs, DJ Solo out of Dallas, Texas. I know a lot of the DJs I could probably just shout out. Yee, DJ Hans, I'll leave it three. I'll give it three right there. Good people help me out. And never forget those people, man, for sure. Oh, hold on. International Curtis G. He got me into the club scene when I was 17, found me at a guitar center practicing before I had my own equipment and gave me a chance to spin for like 30 minutes. And it was the first time I ever did a club. And yeah, so shout out to Curtis G.
Wow, brother. Look forward to hearing their stories one day. And any DJ that wants to be on the show can do so at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
Yeah, man. Honestly, so Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, DJ Alpha in the Mix, all spelled out all together. That's the quickest way. Through those other pages, you can find my personal stuff like Josh Gomez Music, as well as the Monkey Biz Media side too.
Awesome, brother. This has been really great. DJ Alpha here, best in the city of St. Marcos, Texas. He's great at DJing and media. So check him out. Support him, brother. And we appreciate you spending time with us here on the My DJ Story podcast. And we look forward to seeing you in the club.
Awesome. Support your local DJ too. You know what I'm saying? We're working.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.